This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 371, IELTS Writing Q&A Day. Yay! You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we answer three awesome writing questions from students in our course's Facebook group. Listen and learn from these common IELTS writing worries.
What's going on, Jessica? How you doing? Are you working on any writing now? Any personal writing? Writing a book? Writing anything interesting?
You should ask. I just committed to another textbook. So I'm writing a listening skills textbook, which is super fun because it's nice to sort of break out of test prep. And this is a chance, because we've talked about before how doing the work for our courses is so much more fun and motivating for me because it's creative, it's real, like we get to address modern English and real, you know, it's genuine and authentic and awesome. Whereas textbooks, the publishers keep coming back, like, we talked to a sales guy and they don't like this and da da da. But this new listening skills book is really fun for me to write because it's all based on real English and real interaction. So there's like lots of slang and lots of like cool conversations I could come up with. Yeah.
I like that. So this will be textbook number like 20 now, huh? Like you're getting up there. You can quit a library.
I think it's 17 or 18. I think I counted recently. I'm not sure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
That's
tons.
Fantastic. I think that should make our listeners feel very proud to be listeners of the IELTS Energy Podcast because they know that you're a published author in the world of real textbooks. I mean, sometimes we talk about textbooks as being kind of static and things, but the fact that you have the skills and you're able to go to these publishing companies and publish books is fantastic. It's phenomenal. It's hard to find teachers like that.
Oh, totally. Completely. I mean, the perspectives that you and I bring to our courses, to the IELTS course and the listening course, the perspectives we bring are literally from like every part of the ESL field, right?
Yes.
Teaching, writing, publishing, training, the business side, the admin, we've done everything.
Don't forget.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yep, and perspectives from all the different countries, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, love
we're
it.
Just,
love
you it. Know, we're just patting ourselves on the backs today.
All good stuff. We're going to help our listeners out today. We know there's a reason you guys showed up for IELTS Energy Podcast today. What are we talking about today, Jessica?
So the Facebook group, guys, in our course, which you can get into now by going to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And as soon as you join, you get access to the closed Facebook group. And oh my gosh, this has been keeping me super busy for the past week. People are asking such amazing questions and like the conversations that are started between students and Lindsay and I, just really amazing. So we've had a lot of writing questions recently. So we thought that we would share these questions and our advice with the listeners.
Cool. Yeah, this is a huge part of the value of our course, guys. I mean, to be able to, as soon as you buy the course, you get your login and you're able to request membership in here. You introduce yourself, you tell people your target score, and you've immediately got a community of hundreds of other test takers here to support you. And you can ask a question anytime you want, and that is invaluable.
It's amazing. And it's so motivating as well. Like the high scores that people are sharing. We had another overall 8 that was just shared last week. So just amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first question, and this is really interesting, very timely. Yeah, this was great. So she says, I have a doubt in the template given for the argument essay. Whenever I use the sentence regarding those who feel da-da-da, there are many reasons. In Grammar Checker site, it always tells me to remove regarding as it is not required. Please help me to clear my doubt. I like that. And this was interesting to me because Microsoft Word recently sort of changed itself as well. And this is something that's happening on a lot of Grammar Checker sites. So the reason why this is sort of flagged is not because it's grammatically incorrect. That's not it. Things are being flagged now because they're, quote unquote, too wordy. Like, it's not direct or it's not the simplest way that you can communicate. Like, even if I write such and such has to da da da, sometimes that is flagged and it's like, you should say must. So they're starting to try and make your communication more direct and more clear, which I get, which there is value for. However, so our response here was that it's not about the grammar. It's about the communication efficiency. And if you communicate this more simply, then it's not going to score as high, you know? Like, yeah, that's the problem. Like,
right. Microsoft Word is not thinking about the IELTS descriptors and considering whether you're finding new wording for something, trying to paraphrase a question, for example, like we want to do, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, I think it is useful after you write your essays, you can type it in one of those sites or type it in Microsoft Word and, you know, help correct your grammar that way. But just be aware that not all of the corrections are related to grammar, right? Yeah. So, yeah. So that's what we told her. And then she responded with, exactly. This is exactly what was happening. Thank you. So awesome.
That's awesome. And yeah, I mean, checking, you know, having Microsoft Word as one check, and then also having by your side that bonus that's available to everyone in the course, which is what the examiner wants, which is the descriptors for the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 essays, right, Jessica? We have that in the bonuses. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that needs to be referenced periodically as you're going through the writing module, because you need to keep focused on what matters, you know, and when we lose focus of that, that's like we talked about last time. That's when we write too many words. That's when we like don't follow the template right? So yeah,
yes.
It's important to reference that. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to get the highest score on your next IELTS exam, just like Diego, who recently nailed his overall 8, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so the next question was, this person quotes an IELTS question, do the benefits outweigh the problems or do the positive sides outweigh the negative sides? And then he asked, should the above question types be responded by an opinion essay style or argumentative style? Lindsay, what do you think?
Well, it looks like the response here was argument. Essay.
Yep, that's all I have to say.
That's the answer. It's pretty cut and dry, guys.
So, as we said last time, we are working on some additional lessons to help our students level up their writing after they understand all the bones, all the templates and requirements. And this is something that is addressed there too. It's addressed already, but it feels like something that needs to be repeated because a lot of students still doubt that this is possible. Guys, I'll just remind you one more time. If the question says anything about agree, disagree, benefits, disadvantage, positive, negative, if the question says anything about that, you can always write an argument essay because there are always two sides.
Yeah, love that. Sometimes it's hard for people to get their head around that. But once they do, they get on board, it's going to be so much easier for them.
Yeah, I think, I think it has to do with the way people are used to learning, perhaps, in IELTS mm-hmm. classrooms, because I know that every IELTS curriculum in every school everywhere, it always like really focuses on these three essay types, right? The argument, yeah. opinion, problem, solution. And still in our course, we do teach you all three essay types. However, we also tell you why argument is if it's possible, and it 99% of the time it is possible, that is what you have to choose because it's directly related to efficiency and score. Yeah. It's just a better idea across the board.
Yeah. I mean, just because these other classes are teaching it this way doesn't mean that that's the best way, right? We found right. a better way for you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, why not make things easy? Right?
Yeah.
Why make it hard?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're really honest about everything that comes up on the IELTS exam. And I think in the IELTS classrooms, you know, they have to make themselves necessary. So it's like, yeah, we need to spend another week because we have to talk right. about this other opinion essay that you need or whatever.
Right, right. So they can charge $2,000 for their month-long course. Yes,
it's
exactly.
insane. Oh, my God. Some of these prices we see, you guys. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm sure you guys see them as well. Just like... Yeah. Oh my God, $2,000 for like a one month class or whatever. Oh, it's nuts.
Yeah, not necessary. Not necessary, guys.
Okay, so this last question is also just very relevant, and I'm sure a lot of you are wondering this as well. Very polite, the student. I love our students so much. So she says, "Hello, Miss Jessica Beck. My friend took her IELTS exam a couple weeks ago, and she said that in writing task one, they presented three pie graphs. I would like to know the best approach for this." Yeah, so anytime there are two pictures, right? Two graphs. Mm-hmm. You write paragraph two about one graph, paragraph three about the other graph. Just really mm-hmm. clear, really simple. So if there are three pie charts or four pie charts, mm-hmm. it's the same strategy, you guys. You divide them into two groups, right? So mm-hmm. in this case, two graphs in one group, one graph in another group. And those are your essays. Remember, guys, in order to get high scores for cohesion, coherence, and writing, you have to organize the information in a simple, clear way. Don't think about this too much. Don't overthink it, because then it's complicated and it's confusing for the examiner, right? So just make it easy. Two graphs in one group, one graph in another group.
Love that. Love that. And if you're spending too much time overthinking it, you're missing one of the steps. You're either not checking, you're not writing, you're not brainstorming,
right?
You're not doing it right. Yeah. You're wasting your time. Yes.
Yeah. So just focus on the simple strategies to make test day the easiest possible. Don't overthink. Don't overcrowd your mind with all these rumors and, you know, these like worries and stuff. Just get into our course, learn the simplest strategies, and then any worries you do have, you can ask us directly.
Yeah, I think writing is definitely one of the biggest topics in terms of questions in our Facebook group, right, Jessica?
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Right. And that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, totally. And people asking about, you know, is this grammatically correct or is this vocabulary correct? Because, you know, now's the time to take risks. Try a new sentence structure. Try a new vocabulary word. Ask us if it's correct or not. And then on exam day, you don't take risks because you know what's appropriate and what's, you know, what you need for the high scores.
Exactly. I love that. So if you guys want to also be a part of this Facebook group, again, as Jessica said, jump into our course. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. As soon as you buy the course, you can go ahead, request membership. I'll approve you as soon as I can and introduce yourself. Tell us what you're going for in terms of a score.
Perfect. I love it. I love our course. I love our students.
Me too. We are awesome. It's awesome. Three keys. Yay. We are all going for our top scores here to move on, right? With our lives, move on to our visions, our life visions. Oh, man.
Heck
yeah. So excited to hear about what people are doing, you know, in Canada, in the UK.
I know. Oh, yeah, it's very inspiring, guys, what our students are achieving after the exam. Right?
Yes.
Like, I'll link to this episode in my blog post. One of my recent favorites was with a student who got the score she needed. I think it was Esther. And now she gets to move from Germany with her husband to a small town in Canada to work in a pharmacy. I don't know. It's just, it's fun. It's awesome.
Wow. Very cool. Life dream. Love it. Love it. All right. Very cool. This has been great. And we hope to see you guys soon in the course.
Yep. We will talk to them soon then. And Lindsay, I will talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Jessica. Enjoy your afternoon and have fun when your son comes back from South Africa. Sounds
great. My gosh. So much fun. I'm not gonna work much for the next couple days, just so you know.
Enjoy that time. That's very valuable family time. Love it.
Yep. All right, Lindsay.
Very cool.
Have
okay,
a good day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.